Everyone likes data because when you have more data, you have more freedom. Freedom to do whatever. That's why AT&T is offering you 15 gigabytes for $100 plus $15 for each line. Because the more data you have, the more freedom you can enjoy. Freedom to post more memories, download more fun, and share what matters most with who matters most. 15 gigs of data for $100 plus $15 for each line at AT&T. What more could you want? I sure can't think of anything. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come in now and get the all-new LG V10, designed to capture, edit, and share high-quality video.
Pricing is monthly for service on smartphones on AT&T Next. Other pricing options available, overage monthly, and other charges and restrictions apply. See a store for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Spotlight Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, Tolter.net, for more information. Twitter, Tolter, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, Tolter. Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, and also on Periscope at Total Tutor. And when I have the conspiracist, Rob Roselli, or he would call himself not a conspiracist, but in a lot of ways, he's kind of researched and come up with different directions, but what's happening now, Rob has completely predicted this. I've known him for about 3 to 4 years, and in that time period, he has been right about a lot of things, and especially when we look at what happened in California, the tragedy that happened in California, and yet the left wants to still call it workplace violence, while the right say it's terrorism, yet we're not going to do anything about it, even though they pledged their allegiance to ISIS. It doesn't matter. They were not directed by ISIS. That comes back to a lot of things that Rob's been talking about the last couple of weeks, so I want to refer to Rob Roselli. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Doing great, and don't you think this is just continues? I mean, especially this whole thing in California, where they said workplace violence and, you know, we provoked the terrorists. It's crazy.
Well, look, I mean, let's just speak to that for a minute. I know last week we were talking, you know, the power behind this whole scam and you know, what serves as the media and education in this country called the Un-American Genocidal Complex, and we'll get to that, I guess, in a minute. But to answer your question, this is going back a few shows to what we were talking about with Revelation 17 and 18 and Mystery Babylon, which no doubt is the United States. I mean, New York City fits the bill to a T as far as the city, but, you know, in fact, New York City can represent the entire United States. But anyway, remember the major points we made and a line-by-line description of those two chapters was that the whore represents the United States. The whore shall sit on the beast, but the beast shall hate the whore. And the beast is some kind of a unification of the Russian/Chinese/Islamic powers of the world that hate the United States and shall burn her with fire, okay, which implies some kind of nuclear strike, subswarm, a Chinese Russian subswarm, North Korea. North Korea is getting in on the act. They hate us too, like the rest of the world. A dirty bomb, an EMP attack, or any combination of those is what's coming into focus. And as you see, this treasonous, multi-named, multi-birthplace scam in the White House, this mystery man who I call Obamawl or Odronawl, okay, this guy who's so against gun violence, you know, Second Amendment has no problem, you know, arming drones with miniguns and missiles and sending them indiscriminately overseas and killing people. And the guy's just full of crap. I mean, let's just get right down to it. But there's something much bigger going on here, like with this thing in San Bernardino. So in other words, the infiltration has already happened. And there's at least 22 what's called Islamic jihadist training camps throughout the United States. Okay, it's getting so obvious now that even Fox News, those hacks at Fox News and O'Reilly, that sellout, I saw a clip. I don't watch O'Reilly, but somebody sent me a clip, or I came across a YouTube clip of Fox News and O'Reilly reporting on the Islamic jihadist training camps inside the United States. So here we go. more boots on the ground in the Middle East with this insane obsession with Assad, okay, which is really a proxy war with Russia, which is, again, pushing that nuclear war I just talked about. But things like San Bernardino means the infiltration is here, okay? The enemy, the barbarians are inside the gates, and Obama is, in fact, the gatekeeper with the gates wide open, just letting these people in. So we've been sold up the river. We have whored ourselves for a king in a figurative sense like Obama, because this guy thinks he's a king. I mean, if you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 8, the parallels are astounding, okay? I know I'm jumping around. I'm just trying to give the big picture here.
Because we're going to talk about your book some more where we left off, but I thought this is a perfect thing to discuss first because, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing what has happened, and yet I wanted to jump right into the whole thing. You said the Chinese, and you're right. We're putting ourselves in a position where we didn't mention that Russia is our ally in President Obama's speech last night. He did not mention Russia as an ally, which could make Putin pissed off, right? Right or wrong, that if if France is allying with Russia, why aren't we considering Russia our ally?
I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows the psychology of this psychopath and his, you know, what Michael Savage, you know, the only person I could listen to on the radio anymore, Michael Savage, what he calls the sorority surrounding Obama, okay? And I believe, you know, Savage, once in a while, he mentioned Bilderberg and what we're going to get to here in a minute, the un-American genocidal complex, but, you know, he rarely mentions the real powers behind what's going on, the psychopaths behind the events that are going on. But as far as Obama and Putin, I mean, Obama just, for whatever reason, doesn't like Russia. Russia, to me, and in my humble opinion, is equivalent to maybe the evil empire. They've done some bad things, and maybe Putin's no angel. But when I look at him, when I read about Russia, okay, I see Nebuchadnezzar back in the Book of Daniel. You know, a guy who was a leader, a ruthless leader. Okay, who eventually did turn to God. Okay, if you go to, you know, Daniel chapter 4 and
right
sort of thing. Of course, that kind of wore off over time. I mean, and his grandson, and, you know, then it's the Medes and the Persians came in Daniel chapter 5. And that Babylon, by the way, has a lot of parallels to the United States. You know, everybody was partying like rock stars. I mean, just picture Obama and his minions and all his Hollywood friends partying in the White House and Hollywood and New York City. And meanwhile, the Medes and the Persians are sneaking right in. Has exact parallels to Daniel chapter 5. But anyway, as far as Obama's hatred of Putin, I don't know what the jealousy thing. He doesn't like the fact that, you know, Putin's coming in and bombing his allies at ISIS or ISIL or whatever they call these reconstituted maniacs of the so-called religion of peace that are trying to reestablish an Islamic caliphate, or in fact bring in what they call the Mahdi or the Islamic Antichrist. Which is very interesting when we start talking about chaos, or what I call the Lords of Chaos. Okay, what they're trying to bring in, or what they're trying to accomplish, is in fact World War III. So there is a much bigger story behind the story going on here. Okay, so in other words, on the so-called religion of peace side, they are trying to bring in their Mahdi. They're trying to bring back. So in other words, it's like a suicide mission, and by killing everybody and suiciding themselves, and you can see this in the mentality of these people. They are suicidal. They believe that they are going to be rewarded heaven. Okay, everybody sits there and says, "Oh, you know those stupid Muslims. You know, they have a lot of neocons. You know, they're crazy with their 72 virgins." But I got news for you. Okay, the exact same mentality is in fact characteristic of our criminal Illuminati overlords. Okay, the Freemasons who believe and this concept of the phoenix rising from the ashes. Remember, going back to Revelation, our discussion on Revelation 18, we talked about Mystery Babylon has become the cage and the habitation of every unclean and dirty bird. Okay, and we tie these dirty birds back to, in fact, the ancient Egyptians and these ancient mythologies' obsession with birds, who I believe are the fallen angels. Okay, going back to Genesis 6 and those kinds of relations. But the point is, is that these people, these Freemasons that run the world today, believe in the exact same concept as these what we think are these crazy Muslims. And in fact, they believe in bringing on World War III, killing 80 to 90% of the world's population. And it's emblematic what it was. This is the phoenix rising from the ashes, or this chaos, or this nuclear war that they're trying to bring out. This is what the phoenix is emblematic of, okay? And people can read about this, okay? If they go on my site, boxupsunglasses.com, they can look up the page called The Occult Conspiracy, and I go into this concept in great detail, okay? So I think that Obama, he's just, he has this blind rage against Putin. Again, I think, I don't know, on his level, it's a personal hatred. But have no doubt, whatever this, whatever his mentality is, whatever this image of the beast on his White House, whatever he's doing, the story behind the story is that, again, they're trying to deuce the Third World War. Okay, nothing else makes any sense. We talked about this in past shows, okay, trying to save the petrodollar. I know people are saying, you know, well, we're fighting because we were fighting over some gas line. You know, the Russians want a gas line to go from Iran into Europe, and or allying with the Saudis. They want the gas line to go from Qatar, I'm not sure the exact countries. They want the control of the gas line. Okay, none of this makes any sense. You mean, in other words, you're going to risk in a World War III with the Russian bear over some stupid gas line, or trying to save the petrodollar, which everybody and their uncle that's in the know already knows the petrodollar is shot. It's a fiat-based fake currency that they're just printing and printing and printing. So ultimately, none of those explanations, you know, they may make sense in the short term or on some level, but ultimately when you step back, none of those explanations make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to save a currency, to save something, you know, risk World War III to save some useless currency. It just, in my mind, just does not wash. So I would say hang on to your hats. Things are going to get very interesting. And don't forget, one more thing real quick, is that before all this happens, you know, we've kind of, the economy, this crashing economy has kind of taken the back burner in recent weeks. You know, today being Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th.
Right.
You know, of all days, talking about a surprise, you know, a sneak attack. But anyway, a calamitous economic collapse is in order, okay? And I believe when they talk about, you know, we're back to Revelation 13, and it talks about a beast whose deadly head wound was healed. I don't believe this is some stupid, you know, I don't get into these comic book interpretations of an antichrist and, you know, some guy sitting in a Jewish temple stamping people with triple sixes. I believe the deadly head wound that was healed represents an economic, worldwide economic collapse, okay? Then you have a quick recovery. You can have a fake peace treaty, and then it's on, okay? And the pieces are being put in place for this scenario, okay? And I caution people, again, against what I call the prophets of God, the prophets with an F, these guys that get on TV. First of all, these clowns, and I know I'm going off on a tangent here. I'm just trying to...
Right.
To warn people about what really truly means to be saved in these dangerous times we are now in. The prophets of God, I mean, these clowns on the Trinity Broadcasting Network talking about personal wealth and praying to God for wealth and all this kind of thing, and Joel Osteen and these other, Kenneth Copeland and these other con men, okay? And then you got the other ones, the John Hagees of the world with their woeful and just really poor interpretations of Scripture. Stop listening to those people, okay? Those people, they're wolves in sheep's clothing. They're blind guides. They don't know what they're talking about, okay? They're missing the whole, this whole understream, this whole pervasiveness,
right,
of evil that's in the world, that in fact has been controlling world history. For whatever reason, their obsession with Israel, or Israel's God's chosen people in the Middle East, is just... They're just way off, and not even on the radar screen, okay, as far as the interpretations of Scripture. And I'll say this, and I'm not one of these Zionists, or, you know, Jews are responsible for everything, or Jewish bankers and all this nonsense. I don't subscribe to those theories, okay, except for from a biblical standpoint and, you know, God's overall disappointment with the Jewish people,
right,
which is throughout the Old Testament and is really summarized and climaxes in Matthew chapter 23. So from that perspective, yeah, the Jews are God, but I'm not going to sit here and say that's a Jewish conspiracy, and I don't subscribe to that, but hopefully, you know, I've answered your question as well as given some of the backstory, and I guess we'll get into the engine that's driving all this, the un-American genocidal complex.
Right, and then we'll get back to the book, but I mean, your point's well taken, that we're setting up into a war of some sort of war. We can't, everyone hates America. Why? Because America is the only real free country. And if we do not have the most powerful military, I'll let you touch upon that. If we don't have the world's strongest military, if we aren't the most powerful nation in the world, we will be taken down. And everyone that doesn't like us is chomping at the bit to see us as weak, to see us as not powerful. It's a different story if the world was safe. We don't really need a big military. But it's a very, very dangerous world. And we're in a global economy where people work all over the world. So just because we only should protect our homeland is not a good idea. And to show any sort of weakness, these other people say, hey, it's time to take them out, right? But you don't agree we're free. I want to hear why you don't think we're free.
Well, we're not. I mean, look, that's a complicated question.
More free than other countries.
Yeah. I say, if you go back to Proverbs chapter 22, the debtor is slave to the lender, okay? So while on the surface, we appear to be free. And in other words, if you take the contrast to the United States compared to a place like North Korea or the old Soviet Union or the old East Germany and these sorts of places, yeah, in that context, where we have freedom of movement and some freedom to get a job and move to a different state without a passport, you know, like they used to in Europe and the old Europe. Yeah, and that one level, yeah, we are free. And before the implementation of the Federal Reserve System, we were a lot freer. We can spend shows on that, United States history, but on deep down inside, we really aren't free. I mean, the debtor is slave to the lender, Proverbs 22:7. I mean, our lender is, in fact, this fiat money distributing entity known as the Federal Reserve System, okay? They loan us money, which they create out of nothing, and loan to us at interest, okay? So if you think about it, I mean, are we really free? Okay, are we really free? Okay, you have to work. And you pay, 50% or more if you're working, okay,
right,
to feed this beast that ultimately is the Federal Reserve System, and we're all slaves to it. I mean, look at to see a real life example. I mean, look at the Walmart greeters, okay. Look at these people. Now you got 75-year-old men and women. Why can't people retire anymore? I mean, are they really? Because they can't afford to, because we're all paying interest and homage to the beast, okay, to the Federal Reserve System. So we're not really free, okay, but that's, it sounds good, when these mimbos and bimbos get on Fox News and George Bush and his neocons, Cheney and Rumsfeld, who got the whole ball rolling in a current mess that we're in and handed it off to, Odronol, they come up with this line, they hate us because of our freedoms and they hate us because of our democracy. Yeah, that's true on one level, on the elementary school kind of, Robin Hood, we got to save the world, George Bush, we got to make the world safe for democracy on that level. Yeah, there's some hatred there. They believe in an Islamic caliphate and that's part of it. But not really. When you really look at it and step back, we're slaves and not in the sense of slaves that were brought here in chains or slaves in other parts of the world. Okay. Slavery is a worldwide issue. It's not just, the United States. But anyway,
right.
But in a sense that we have to keep paying the Federal Reserve System. I mean, we got decadent and lazy, just like the Roman Empire. We accepted this Federal Reserve System. You know, we like the idea of easy money and you know, getting money for nothing, seemingly. You know, it worked. It, you know, worked for about 100 years, basically. You know, we accrued all this debt, you know, all this easy money, this free money, our welfare system, okay, all these government, all these government bureaucrats that don't really produce anything, benefits, okay, yeah, it's all great, you know, it's good, you know, it sounds good, it's appealing, it's but it's a setup. We've been set up, okay. We're not free in that sense, okay. Again, the debtor is slave to the lenders. We're all debtors to the Federal Reserve System, okay. The online deficit is what is it, $19 trillion with a T. Okay, it increases to the tune of about $1 billion, billion with a B, every 3 to 4 hours, 7 days a week, 5 days a year. Okay, and that's the quote online deficit. If you look at what the deficit really is, it's somewhere north of $100 trillion with a T. Okay, and, you know, what is our GDP annually? I think it's like $2 to $3 trillion. So when you kind of look at it in that context, nah, we're not free. Money changers.
Okay. That's a great analysis of you're not an American exceptionalist fan then.
No. Like, again, that's the Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Fox News line of crap. All right, and we talked about this last week, and I can't stand that term, and, you know, and I'll agree. I think Putin said this, you know, that we have some nerve calling ourselves exceptional. Okay, I just, you know, look, I mean, we're a better country than the world, or the best country in the history of the world, because we had a group of godly men that literally prayed to the Heavenly Father. They opened the First Continental Congress praying to the Heavenly Father. You know, so the whole separation in church and state scam, I mean, you got that whole scam, but anyway, and God did bless this country for a time, and this is what really was the fortune or the power behind what made this country great, and we're just living off that greatness. So, no, we're not exceptional, okay? Again, I said it, you know, don't get me wrong, okay, I consider myself very lucky to be an American citizen, but if you were fortunate enough to be one of the 6% of the world's population, okay, mathematically, that's about 1 in 16. If you were lucky enough to win that birth lotto, okay, we're not exceptional. We need to put our heads down and humble ourselves and thank the Lord that we were born in this country, and that's what makes us exceptional, okay? We are not an exceptional people. I don't buy that. I mean, maybe that's what these guys mean, but I don't think so, okay? So we need to just humble ourselves before the Lord, like our founders prescribed for us, you know, to live, to be a very godly nation, to, you know, to live in, under this constitutional system. We need it to be self-policing, okay? We need it to have an interior morality, okay? And again, this kind of circles back to what I was talking about before, chaos theory. You know, you take God out of society and you have what we have. What we're seeing today is just this unfolding insanity, this crime wave, okay? Forget the religion of peace. Just look at college campuses and these godless and these heathen, okay, the abortion, okay, the racial strife, the hatred, the animosity, okay, the drugs, the prescription drugs, okay? We are a nation, you know, helter skelter. I think there was a song about Charles Manson. Okay, it's a nationwide just explosion of insanity, of godless, you know, this vacuum is being filled. This God has been pulled out, and this vacuum, this chaos is filling the vacuum, okay? This is, again, just like with this World War III we were talking about before, this chaos is planned, okay? Again, we're getting to the heart of the cool conspiracy. It really does travel back to the Garden of Eden. This chaos is not by accident. These people know what they're doing. They overtook the education system. They gave us this scientific horse manure, this pile of horse manure called evolution. and you know, you know about that. Remember all those evolution debates?
Yes.
Where I got all these morons on. Not one of these Darwinist morons could answer the most basic high school physics question. Okay, which is my point exactly. Okay, they made my point for me. They couldn't answer the most rudimentary question on Newton's laws of motion. But the point was, it's not about science. It's about the evisceration of God from society, okay, again, brought to us by the bankers, the money changers, the Federal Reserve System, the Eastern Establishment, what I call the un-American genocidal complex, okay, so you really got to step back, take a look at what's going on, don't get caught up in these stupid little American exceptionalism. We got George Bush, we got to fight him over there, we got to smoke him out, and we got to make the world safer in democracy, and we got to protect the whole homeland. It's all a bunch of crap, okay? And to see this next generation, this next Bush, see this idiot on Fox News telling us how we have to NSA spying and keep this all up, when it just, talking about San Bernardino, talking about missing wholesale, okay, when you apparently, it was obvious to anybody, you had a well-coordinated, just like in Paris, you had this well-coordinated, well-planned attack by multiple religion of peacers, and these people were vetted by Homeland Security, okay, and they still were able to pull off this attack, and they would have done a lot worse, and they plan on doing a lot worse. So again, it's just a pile of horse manure. The world is owned by Satan. He's the god of chaos. Okay, in mythology, the equivalent would be this god, the Greek god known as Pan, from where we get our word pandemonium. Okay, that is really what's driving these people. They're mad. They're shot. They're gone. Okay, again, it's the money changers in Matthew 23. And how does that chapter conclude? How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Okay, so Christ, even before he went to the cross, condemned these people to hell. The world is being run by these people. It's called the un-American genocidal complex. Okay, this is what's unfolding, manifesting itself before our eyes today, December 7th, 2015.
Wow, you're more about God as the creator. More than exceptionalism, that you believe God has given us the power for our country to be great, and it's not about our military muscle, it's not about our ability to be hard workers, it's more about allowing God to do its work. Sounds like.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, when it all boils down to it, I mean, that's it. You go into Romans chapter 3, Romans 6, all of sin and come short of the glory of God, and all men are sinners, or 1 Peter chapter 1, all right, God is not a respecter of persons. Okay, and you see this again in Colossians chapter 2. All right, so we're all imperfect human beings, okay, And you either believe that, either believe in God or you don't. It's an all or nothing proposition. Okay, you can't mix in these human interpretations. You can't be negotiated with. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, and that's exactly it. We're sheep. Okay, you go back to John chapter 10. He's the shepherd and we're the sheep. I mean, that's the parable. If you look at the equivalent of what a sheep is and what a sheep does, that's really what it boils down to. So that's why I'm saying, and I'm not saying we need to be a bunch of wimps either, okay, and just be completely disarm ourselves, and but we need to obviously have a military and a deterrence, but there's no reason why we can't just have a powerful military. Because there are crazy people out there, I'm not denying that, but we can be a peaceful nation. We don't have to start all these psychopathic wars, these wars with no purpose. And the most glaring example of that is these people, this Obama and his sorority obsession with this guy, Assad. it's irritating to watch these people and Kerry and even the neocons on, you know, these psychopaths McCain and, you know, with this obsession with Assad. I mean, that's not maintaining a strong defense and as a deterrent. That's just starting a war with Russia for no good reason. Okay,
it's
insanity. But to answer your question, yeah, I mean that's it. I mean, you know, you go back.
So we need to be humble as a nation. We need to be humble as a nation then.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, I mean just like you know, you go back to the Old Testament, the Book of Jonah, and Nineveh. Okay, the Assyrians were just when they had their moment in the sun and they were a powerful nation, they were just as barbaric as anybody else in the old. And world history, okay, the Assyrian Empire, and Jonah went to them, and they humbled themselves, and they were forgiven for a time. Well, like I mentioned before, Nebuchadnezzar, okay, and if you go back, Isaiah 7, if my people will humble themselves, I'll forgive them. But we're not about to do that, okay? We've got too much of this human pride, and we're just, as a nation, we're just shot. We're a punch drunk sailor. We're drunk. I mean, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I mean, we're a drunk nation just walking around blind and drunk on the wine of the money changers. Okay, and again, that's another interesting concept, this concept of being drunk. And you talk about wine. Remember before I talked about the insanity, this god of insanity or pandemonium pan. Okay, another equivalent to that is Dionysus. Okay, so when God talks about being drunk on the wine of the world and these sorts of things, and you go back into Jeremiah and Isaiah where he mentions that term, this is what he's talking about, okay? So again, it's a much broader scope than the stupidity of, God's chosen people in Israel, okay? It in fact encompasses the whole world, and things start to come into focus when you look at it from that context.
You do, and it really speaks to who you are, Rob, and that, you're not here to toot your own horn. You're saying you saw this through Scripture. You are not going to take what the Republicans always say, because we, just to define what's the problem with the Republican Party today, one side is all about money, 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 greed, greed, greed. Another part of the Republican Party is all about war. We're the most powerful nation in the world. We're the best. We should take care of everybody. The war hawks. Then there's the other side of the United States, again, the religious right, who I could say, in a way, you're there, but yet they are war hawks and greedy at times. And then lastly, there's the people that are social conservatives, who believe only in the social things, abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage. And I would say because those are more God-spoken things, not teaching evolution in schools, that you would be for that more. So you're more towards the, not the religious right, but more the social conservative, you would call yourself, right? More the social issues. In a way, you respond yourself as a party at all, right?
I'm a political independent. Okay, I can't subscribe to. Look at the Republican Party. I mean, okay, you got Trump. I mean, he's saying a few of the right things, and this sort of thing.
Do you think he's crazy? I mean, he's crazy. I mean, some of the stuff he's saying.
I don't want to waste time talking about these.
Bozos. Everyone talks about Donald Trump, so
you got the Bush crime family. This guy, I can't believe how many so-called evangelicals fall for this guy. The Bushes have done more than their share. And they're skull and bones. They're Eastern establishment all the way. Okay, and on the front cover of my book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, the Skull and Bones 322 logo is right there dead center, okay, and that's the Bush family. These political parties, and then Democrats, these so-called liberal Democrats, and if you go back and you read the real history of the Democratic Party, they are they are the racist party in this country. I mean, it's just like an Orwellian, and you know, just like Orwell, they've completely turned history on its head. Okay, but if you go back on history, but just look at the Democratic Party. I mean, you know, today, look at what's one of their hot button issues, number one issue is a woman's right to choose. But what really is that? And I see we're burning a lot of minutes here, but you know, if we get into the un-American genocidal complex, even Planned Parenthood is nothing more but founded by Margaret Sanger. Okay, a fan of Adolf
right.
Hitler. Okay, you know,
which we talked about before.
Hitler was a fan of Hitler. And Hitler was a fan of hers, okay? And she's the one that started the American Birth Control League, whose intent was to get rid of what she, in her own words, and I'm quoting from her books, okay? And just to let people know, you know, when I sit here and talk, and this guy's some, you know, I have literally hundreds of books in my collection, okay? I've read all these people, these occultists, okay, these New Agers. Margaret Sanger, Charles Darwin, okay, I've read what these people have written. I have their books, okay, so I'm not just sitting here ranting like some lunatic. But anyway, you read Margaret Sanger, what she had to say about weeding out imbeciles, morons, misfits, human weeds, okay, she took the American eugenics movement to a new level, okay, eugenics being good genes. Okay, that's what the term means. It grows
right.
out of Darwinism's concept of survival of the fittest. Okay, these rich white people. Okay, now you want to talk about institutional racism. Okay, but
right.
this is the history behind it. This is getting into the un-American genocidal complex. This is what I discuss in the book. But anyway, out of that movement, and then in the early 1900s, rose this evil. Excuse my French. This evil bitch. Okay, this
right.
animal, Margaret Sanger, okay, this Ku Klux Klan rally attending Margaret Sanger, okay, and then she comes out and she says, in her own words, that we have to eliminate the Negro race, okay, and we need to do it. We need to take command, take advantage of these
wow.
people. And we need to control them, not just through eugenics, not with trying to purify the genes, but with actually killing them before they were born. Hence was born, no pun intended, the American Birth Control League. Okay, and it changed its name, I want to say around the 1940s, because people were starting to say, you know what, you know, it's getting a little hairy here. I mean, these ties to Adolf Hitler and what he was trying to do, purifying the white Aryan race, you know, we need to change the name. So they changed the name to Planned Parenthood. And these abortion mills are running full speed today. That's just the history of it, okay? You know, that's not conspiracy theory. That's not, you know, some right-wing, you know, domestic extremist or whatever the scumbag Obama and his minions, whatever they want to call people that oppose abortion, that's not, you know, right-wing extremism. That's basic United States history, people. You know, that's just it. You know, it's in their own words, okay? And this is... So in other words, that's your Democratic Party. So when these people get on the news and I tell you, this Al Sharpton and these other harlots and these other whores, these other dogs to the American, the white Anglo establishment, un-American genocidal complex bankers, okay, the media owned these whores like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and these imbeciles on CNN. That get on and you know, support these. I'm talking about the black people now that say, you know, we support because they have to because their white owners tell them to, that this is what they need to support, and they support abortion. They support
right.
genocide of their own race. Okay, these people are complete sellouts. Okay, it's a disgrace. And there's nothing else I can add to it. Okay, it's just. And again, I don't give out a website, and I don't have any financial attachment to these
exactly,
people.
Yeah.
In fact, I donate to the blackgenocide.org. Okay, you go on that website, and a lot of information is there. Okay, and that's run by, you know, black ministers and this sort of thing. Okay, so I'm not the only one saying this. But again, this gets back to my point. Okay, this is the evil. Okay, this is this understream, this pervasiveness of evil. That a lot of these so-called prophets of God on the Trinity Broadcast Network and all these other jokers, they're just missing this wholesale by focusing on Israel and, you know, the Arabs and God's chosen people with my, you know, and all this crap. Okay, you're missing what's going on. They're missing what's going on right before their eyes. And unfortunately, they're misleading a lot of these so-called American evangelicals in the process.
Right. I got you, Rob. So what we've been talking about, you know, is basically, again, the whole thought process of American socialism, how you don't see this God's will in so many things. What else did the book kind of discuss for people that definitely want to pick up the book? BoxOfSunglasses.com right now, the picks up the book, yeah.
Well, just I mean, the American exceptionalism, I didn't really get into in the book, but, you know, again, as you mentioned, BoxOfSunglasses.com is the site. If you go on there, the only thing I don't advertise, again, you know, I have two books, They Live, okay, Great Society of the Undead, okay, which is available for PDF download, or and the only thing for sale is the Un-American Genocidal Complex, okay? Again, it's just a snapshot of the, quote, conspiracy that we've been talking about, okay? And last week, we got into it last week in, you know, the first couple chapters in the introduction, okay? But what it really focuses on is these death merchants, these modern-day money changers, and what they're really after, you know, in trying to, just mass death. Okay, that's just basically what it comes down to. Okay, you know, Satan. You know, he's the father of death. You know, Jesus is the father of life. And then, you know, just the opposite side. You have Satan, the father of death, and that's who these people worship, and whatever form it is. And you know, we don't have time to go into ancient mythology right now, and what the equivalents are to Satan. But anyway, this is what the book gets into, and I focus on the Darwinist, okay, Darwinism, I start with that. Then I goes into the American eugenics movement, which we talked about, you know, the American Birth Control League, and this intercontinental love fest you had going on between American and British eugenicists and these people that wanted to literally either institutionalize or literally kill those that they saw unfit, and they used social Darwinism as their cover. So in other words, these people are weak. Their genes are weakening the race. We need to get rid of them, okay? You know, in the sense that they literally need to be killed off, and a lot of times this was carried out literally. And the most glaring example of that is, in fact, Adolf Hitler and what he was trying to do. Okay, so you can read some of the quotes in there, and in the American eugenicists, you know, one guy, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, and he basically said, look, you know, Adolf Hitler, you know, all he's doing is taking our theories and putting them into practice, okay? But again, you did have this support, and so it wasn't just financial support of Adolf Hitler, you know, from Rockefeller Standard Oil, like they basically provided the industrial backbone of Nazi Germany, known as IG Farben, okay, you know, the Ford Motor Company, you know, GM, IBM provided a lot of the punch cards, you know, which they used to basically as their database, okay, a lot of the databases, you know, keep them track, Joseph Mengele and his experiments and this sort of thing was provided courtesy of the American company known as IBM. So you had all this industrial support in addition to the support, you know, this philosophical and science, so-called scientific support known as the American Eugenics Movement, which again grew out of Darwinism, you know, which morphed into social Darwinism, which, you know, basically, you know, said, you know, we white people are superior to everybody else in the world, and we're going to kill
right,
you off.
Right.
You know, which is kind of, well, I don't want to say the word funny, which is not, you know, we're just like with these democratic, you know, say they're for blacks and blacks support them to what, 98% or whatever, and Democrats turn right around and, you know, and keep the abortion mills running 24/7 and trying to get rid of them, the blacks, I mean, and then you have this other concept of Darwinism, and Darwinism in his own words basically called blacks a bunch of savages, okay. And then, we stupid Christians out here, you know, we try to stop all this, and we're the ones that are called racist and, you know, and whatever the terms are, you know, we're against science and all this other nonsense. But this is really what Darwinism is. I mean, it's just a veil. It's just camouflage for a bunch of rich white people to get rid of the, you know, what they call savages around the world, and they're using the American liberal useful idiots to carry it out. It's just that simple. And again, this is all explained in the Un-American Genocidal Complex. It's all laid out. The quotes are there. The references are there. Okay, and again, it's designed as a 2 to 3 hour read. So if you don't take my word for it, just go in there and read about it yourselves, or read some of my sources. I don't care. Okay, just you know, if you don't like what I have to say, you don't want to hear it, that's fine. Turn the show off, and you know, go watch Fox News and vote for Jeb Bush. I don't know what to, you know, I there's nothing else I can say as far as that goes. And that's some of the background. Okay, and then the book goes into a discussion on the modern environmental movement. But I should, you know, before we get into that, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, we're going to definitely go into that. Let's go into the environmental movement next week. With this kind of breakdown of what you've been talking about, I think that the process is that we have to really be to the focus on what is happening with the decisions we're making, our foreign policy decisions, because they could blow up in our faces, can't they? So we have to really look at the book, look at what the prophecy is bringing to the table, and look at what's happening in the Middle East and what needs to change. President Obama's whole process and saying this is what we want you to do didn't really make people happy in any speech.
Wait, you're talking about last night? You know,
Yes.
I got better things to do than listen to that guy lie to me for you know, for an hour. What's that guy going to get on there and say? You know, he's going to say, you know, what he wants to. It's not going to be the truth. You know, I mean, we're letting in how many hundreds or how many thousands of unscreened, unvetted so-called refugees from Middle Eastern countries. You know, and look, and a stupid excuse. I mean, the moronic kindergarten level excuses, you know, you're against immigration and all the other people immigrated, you know, the pilgrims are immigrants, and this simplistic oversimplification, the analogies drawn, and people buy into it again because the education system in this country sucks. It's been overtaken by the un-American genocidal complex. Okay, it's not an accident. Okay, this is, we have these, you know, Ivy League, these Ford Foundation funded useful idiots that get out there and spout this crap. They work for all the New York Times or the New York Slimes, okay, they're all owned by Rockefeller interest or, you know, General Electric, you know, J.P. Morgan's company, and in the case of NBC or the so-called opposition, you know, Rupert Murdoch, another Bilderberg guy, okay, you know, in control of Fox News. It's just such superficial, simplistic crap, okay. The pilgrims were not come over here, you know, with the intent of killing people, or you know, or the intent to make pipe bombs of AK-47s looking to just for wanton slaughter of people. Okay, the Italian immigrants, the Irish, and all these other groups. Okay, again, the only group that you see this consistently with is the so-called religion of peace. Okay, from the Middle East, and I'm just going to say it. I don't care. I'm not running for office. But you know, what other group? What other religion does this? And I've seen some of the responses. Oh, you know, what about the so-called Christian church? And, you know, again, this gets into the whole thing of, you know, what I've been saying. Okay, don't call the Catholic Church Christian. Okay, call the Catholic Church Catholic. Okay, but don't call it Christian. All right, the Crusades and the Inquisition and all this kind of thing. That wasn't Christian. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. So it's just, again, Matthew chapter 4, Satan offers the kingdoms of the world to Jesus, who refuses them, okay, which means that Satan's still running around today offering the kingdoms of the world to people. And yes, I have this covered on my website as well, and Satan just so happens to be represented by, I believe, it's this person throughout history known as Robert Christian, okay, or R.C. Christian, who just so happened to author or the euphemism, of what's called the Georgia Guidestones, which is another picture on the front cover of the Un-American Genocidal Complex. So again, that's a whole, I mean, what do we got here? What do we got left here? About 10 minutes. I can't even begin
to get
into that.
Yeah, about nine minutes, yeah.
But I just, you know, my point is I can't even begin to get into that right now. But again, boxofsunglasses.com, if you want to read about R.C. Christian or Robert Christian, or what just so happens to be represented by the 18th degree of modern-day Scottish Rite Freemasonry, okay, is the Rose Cross degree, okay, the Rose plus the Cross, okay. If you go back to Revelation chapter 13, okay, and it says, you know, count or calculate the number of beast, of the beast, 666. So what is that telling you to do? It's telling you that it's not 666, okay? It's not Damien from The Omen. It's not three sixes stamped on some guy's forehead, you know, some guy in a suit. You know, what was his name? Robert Urich or whatever his name is, you know, in a nice suit and 666 stamped on the back of his head. That's ridiculous. Okay, what it's really referring to, it's saying to calculate the number of the beast. 6 + 6 + 6 = 18. Okay, and again, I'm getting, and this really ties back into mythology and the god Pan, who I was talking about before. This is really what it's referring to, okay? The Rosicrucians, Robert Christian, the Georgia Guidestones, combined with Skull and Bones, okay, the Eastern Establishment, combined with these genocidal maniacs at the United Nations, the modern environmental movement, which is really a death cult, okay, these people literally worship Gaia, okay, these idiots, these nature worshippers, just like Hitler. Hitler was very much into nature worship, okay, and he worshiped trees, okay, just like these old nature gods, you know, like Pan running around in the woods with his flute, okay, going back to, again, to mythology, okay, this is just what I describe in his book as the carry forward of this eternal battle between good and evil, okay, between God and Baal or Pan or Dionysus of the Old Testament, okay? And again, I urge people, you know, read Isaiah's chapter 1 and 2, for example. Read about what God thinks, or Jeremiah chapter 2 and 3, what God thinks about this worship of stones and trees, okay? This was, in fact, very pervasive in these ancient societies. So again, we come back to this concept of people don't like the old God. The Old Testament God was this mean old ornery guy. You know, why is he killing all these people? Why, say in Deuteronomy chapter 7, is he telling Israel, go in there, kill everybody, burn their cities, have nothing to do with them? Okay, on the surface, if you don't like that, okay, you're a good liberal teaching at an Ivy League school. That's just, you know, that mean old God. You know, how could he do that? But when you look at what he's dealing with, okay, and they carry forward to today, okay, these people are ruthless. They're cold-blooded. They're genocidal maniacs, okay? And this, it's just the modern-day manifestation of what's been going on since the beginning of world history, as described in the Old Testament. And in fact, on the back cover of the book, a quote from the book of Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun. Okay, so, you know, it might be a good place to start is on the back cover of the book. And you'll notice throughout the book that I keep mentioning the name Robert Christian.
Right.
Or the Rose Cross, or the Rosicrucians. Okay, so this all comes together in a two-hour read, okay, and you'll notice when you open the book, occasion to the so-called Eastern Establishment, okay, and there's a lot, you know, I don't have time to get into that, but then the next page, you know, pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name, to quote from the Rolling Stones' great song, Sympathy for the Devil.
Right.
Okay, so the Rolling Stones had this figured out, but a lot of our so-called prophecy experts don't. But anyway, this is what's going on here. This is what's unfolding before our eyes.
So where do you see things going in the Middle East? Do you think it's going to happen? We're going to go to war with, like, Russia or North Korea based on being in the Middle East?
It sounds like it's happening already. Okay, you know, I'm reading reports today that the United States just bombed a Syrian base. Okay, and this wasn't you know Drudge. This is on a Drudge report today. And I read these other conspiracy websites, InfoWars, and these sorts of things, but it seems to be from multiple sources just today. So in other words, you know, whether they were, I read some reports that there were actually Russian special forces that were killed today by the United States airstrike. Then you have this thing last week where a week before, the Turks shot down a Russian. Yeah, now don't think the Russian, you know, again, I said this last week, I'm just some dork sitting in my basement, you know, reading this stuff on the computer. Don't think the Russians don't have this stuff figured out. You know what I mean? They're playing it. You know, Putin is just running circles around these Ivy League idiots that are running this country. But again, it's all by design. Okay, the people, the power behind what we think is the power, wants this chaos. They want this war. Because again, nothing else makes any sense. So yes, I think we're on the way to World War III. But you know, don't forget the looming economic collapse. I'm not going to sit here and give you a date. Okay, people have tried that, and biblical numerology is something else we can get into at some point in the future. I believe a lot of the numbers in the Bible are in fact symbolic, or they're a combination of literal and symbolic. The literal to represent or to accentuate the symbolic. But anyway, a lot of people have gone into trouble trying to set an exact date for the end of the world. That's not going to be me, okay? That's in direct contradiction to Matthew 24 and 25 and Acts chapter 1 and many other passages. But anyway, that is definitely the trend. And that's it. I mean, I don't see people stopping. And again, this insane obsession with Assad, there's something more to it than the Fox News, neocon, we have to get Assad.
Where's the best place we can find information on you, Rob? Purchase your book and learn more about you.
It's boxofsunglasses.com. The book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, is available on the opening page. And then after that, you know, it's just, I got it set up like a book, like an electronic book, the website, and, you know, everything's there. The references and whatnot. Anyway.
Perfect. Well, thanks for calling, Rob. Best of luck to you, man, and we'll chat soon, okay?
All right, Neil, I appreciate it. God bless.
All right, God bless. All right, that was Rob Roselli. Take care, guys. We're going to be again live tomorrow with some more great interviews, and I really enjoyed the conversation tonight. Good night.
There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.